Giant Radio, original podcast.
In very common terms, hepatitis means inflammation of the liver. And we see that all the kids have hepatitis vaccine in their immunization card. What exactly is hepatitis and why are we talking about it? We are talking about it because on 28th July, the world celebrates Hepatitis Day. This year, we have the pandemic going on. All the focus is on COVID-19. But hepatitis is an ailment that just can't be ignored. Therefore, the theme this year is Hepatitis Can't Wait. And to talk to me about hepatitis on Hepatitis Day is Dr. Lavkesh Anand. He's a gastroenterologist in Manipal Hospitals, New Delhi, who is a liver specialist. So let's talk to him more about hepatitis. Dr. Anand, welcome to Chimes Radio.
Thank you for this kind invitation. I would like to congratulate you for taking this initiative and to raise awareness regarding this very important topic, that is hepatitis.
Thank you so much. It's our pleasure. Let us begin our chat with a very basic question about this ailment. What exactly is hepatitis and what are its various forms?
So the term hepatitis comes from two words, that is hepa and itis. Hepa means liver and itis is inflammation. Thus, any inflammation or swelling of the liver is called as hepatitis. Now, there are many causes for this hepatitis, like alcohol, when we call as alcoholic hepatitis. Then there are causes like diabetes, obesity, in which we call as non-alcoholic fatty liver disease or NASH. Then we have causes like drugs, toxins, medicines, in which we call it as drug-induced liver injury. And an important subset is virus, wherein we call as viral hepatitis.
That's really an important information, and it definitely is giving us clarity about this ailment. Now, talking about children, Dr. Anand, which is the form of hepatitis which is more prevalent in kids?
Now, broadly, there are many classifications for hepatitis, but broadly they are divided into two types, that is acute hepatitis and chronic hepatitis. Acute hepatitis is one in which the hepatitis flares up suddenly and goes away. So medically we call acute hepatitis when it resolves within 6 months. On the other hand, chronic hepatitis is a long-term condition. It usually produces more subtle symptoms and lasts longer than 6 months. These acute hepatitis generally resolve on its own, but in very few cases, it can also progress to chronic hepatitis, or it can lead to ALF, that is acute liver failure. If we come to the chronic hepatitis, as I said, that it generally lasts longer, so it can produce liver injury, which leads to permanent scarring, which we call as cirrhosis of liver. It can also lead to liver failure and is an important cause of liver cancer, or what we call as hepatocellular cancer.
That is really crucial. Diagnosis of the ailment is really important. So if we want to know that if a child is suffering from hepatitis or a person is suffering from hepatitis, what are the symptoms?
Now, if we talk about viral hepatitis, there are 5 major types of viral hepatitis: hepatitis A, hepatitis B, hepatitis C, hepatitis D and E. Of this, hepatitis A and E is more common in children, whereas hepatitis E is more common in adults. Hepatitis B and C being the chronic forms, they can be seen both in children and adults, but of course the prevalence is more in adults. If we talk about in children, so acute viral hepatitis in children below 2 to 5 years of age usually do not develop jaundice at all. This is called as anicteric hepatitis. They present as fever, pain abdomen, poor appetite and vomiting, and thus it needs a high index of suspicion for the diagnosis. Then we come to the chronic hepatitis, which commonly is hepatitis B and C, and in children they are usually asymptomatic. And commonly these two viruses are detected incidentally when the child is evaluated for some other reason.
That is indeed an important information. Thank you, Dr. Anand, for that. Moving further, We know that right now COVID-19 pandemic is the prime importance as far as medical field is concerned. So is there any link between hepatitis and COVID-19?
So there is no link between hepatitis and COVID-19 as such. If you talk about hepatitis B, C or even A&E, there is no such link. But at the same time, it is important that even in this COVID era, when all the other diseases are sidelined, like because this is now of prime importance, of course it's a pandemic, but we have to know that many patients are dying and continue to die because of this hepatitis. So our focus should not deviate from even the diagnosis and screening of hepatitis, which I'll be discussing on later.
Yes, okay. So Dr. Anand, moving further, could you tell us the risk factor this ailment brings in children?
If you ask me, the risk factors for hepatitis A and E, A being more common in children and E in adults. So the most common causes, these both are fecal-oral route. These are transmitted by fecal-oral route. So they are closely associated with poor sanitary and bad hygienic conditions. So because of the same reason, in India, the hepatitis A virus infection is common during the monsoons in children. And the same reason in adults, hepatitis E is more common during monsoon. So there is a sudden spate in such cases. And the respirating factors thus are consuming food made by an infected person who did not wash his or hands well after using the bathroom, drinking water that is contaminated by infected feces, getting your hands contaminated by an infected person's feces or dirty diaper. And thus, this is the one of the reasons that these infections spread very fast in the daycares, where these sort of infections and transmissions are quite common. And especially when there are children in diapers.
Oh, that's quite a lot of population of children who are sent to daycare in our country because of parents going to work, leaving no other option apart from sending their children to the safety of daycares. So it definitely is important to be really vigilant with children who go to daycares. So Dr. Anand, in your opinion, how can we reduce the risk of hepatitis in children?
Now, hepatitis A and E can be prevented by improving the sanitary conditions and provision of safe, clean drinking water. Simple methods like maintaining proper hand hygiene, avoid eating any raw or cut fruits, undercooked vegetables or non-veg products are effective methods to curtail the virus. Furthermore, for hepatitis A, we have vaccines available, of which two doses are recommended to be given 6 months apart to children aged 1 year or older. If we come to hepatitis B and C infection, it can be largely prevented by vigilant screening of blood and blood products, routine tissue of testing of tissue and organ donors, routine screening of pregnant mothers, which I have discussed earlier. And we should also refrain from sharing drug, needles, razors, toothbrushes. And for hepatitis B, again, we have a vaccine and it should be administered to everyone, irrespective of the age, at a dosing schedule of 0, 1 and 6 months. Nowadays, we have this hepatitis B vaccination and hepatitis A vaccination in our immunization schedule. So all the children are immunized, but those who are adults, even they should be vaccinated for hepatitis B.
That's absolutely right. And vaccination schedule is there for a reason. Hepatitis being one of the most important ailments that has to be taken care of. Thank you, Dr. Lavkesh Anand, for giving us such an important information about hepatitis, which is going to be really important for the parents.
So in the end, I would like to draw to your kind attention that this viral hepatitis is affecting 325 million people globally. And thus, there is a need to fight for a world free from viral hepatitis. Love your liver to live life. Educate all your surrounding people regarding this viral hepatitis so that they also lead a normal life. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thanks a lot. So I was talking to Dr. Lavkesh Anand of Manipal Hospitals and we were discussing about the disease hepatitis, specifically how to understand the risks, symptoms and prevention of this disease in children. We will continue to get you such informative conversations which will help our parents to give a healthy life to little ones. For more, keep watching the space, and also to keep your children entertained, laughing and smiling, explore more podcasts by Chimes Radio, India's first kids podcast network. Chimes Radio.